USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the cause of more than 80% of new COVID cases in the U.S., according to new data from the CDC. The largest increases of cases coming in areas with lower rates of vaccination against the virus. Several recent polls show a steady amount of hesitancy to receive the vaccine, with many saying they've been unmoved by outreach efforts. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is the chief medical officer at Very Well Health in Dallas and tells CBS News that breakthrough infections could be another source of hesitancy against the shot.
That's where we really need to create more of a message of people understanding the importance of vaccination, but also what comes with vaccination is that there is the possibility of getting reinfected, which is a very low rate, mild infection. And what we're seeing more is that we're having more severe outcomes of a variant that is much more infectious, much more deadly among unvaccinated persons.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Medical bills were a bigger worry for more Americans during the pandemic. Tim Berg explains.
A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a congressman, a White House official, and several congressional staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. The attending physician for Congress said Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan and the staffers were all fully vaccinated. The White House official and an aide to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi were reportedly exposed during a meeting with members of the Texas State House Democratic delegation. At least five members of that group have tested positive during their time in D.C., trying to avoid a vote on a controversial election reform bill. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and a crew of three others blasted into suborbital space Tuesday morning as the first mission of Bezos' Blue Origin was a success. 82-year-old Wally Funk became the oldest person in space with her participation in the flight. The mission comes days after fellow billionaire Richard Branson rode one of his Virgin Galactic rockets into suborbital space. Former NASA flight director Jerry Griffin says the possibilities being advanced are exciting. He tells Fox News that he can't wait to see what comes next in space tourism.
We also have three companies now that have stepped up and put their own blood in the game and skin in the game, and they're making it happen. And I think that's wonderful. I think we're going to see even greater advances now by these companies. For at least two of them are going on to launch into orbit. Not too far away from the Cape, and I think it's exciting. I think it's time to say well done to all of them, and look forward to what they're going to do next.
An English Premier League soccer club, Arsenal, has canceled a preseason tour of the United States after a small number of their traveling party tested positive for COVID. They were set to participate in the Florida Cup in Orlando with fellow Premier League side Everton, Italian champions Inter Milan, and Colombian club Millonarios. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.